Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, 2511.
Uh-huh.
1101.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
0032.
Mm-hmm.
5203.
Okay, let's see what I got here. Let's see, is this Camden Creek?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Am I speaking with Andy Clark?
Yeah.
Hi, Andy. Nice to meet you. Let me just confirm some information with you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Let me see. What's the best number to reach at if we get disconnected? Is it this? I got 208-871-7943.
Yeah, that works. Yes.
Okay. Okay. 1 second. Let's see. Is this address up to date? We have 75 Taylor Avenue, Suite 300 in Meridian, Idaho, 83642.
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys have a website?
I do. It's just CamdenCreekFence.com.
Camden Creek, what was the last word?
Fence.
Sense?
Like a wood fence, yep.
Sorry, I'm in trouble hearing you. One more time.
You call me on the other line. Camden Creek Fence. F as in Frank. E N C as in cat.
Fence.
E.
Gotcha. Fence. Okay. Yep. Gotcha. And then I think I got your email, CamdenCreekLLC@gmail.com. Is that correct? Oh,
okay. Yes.
Okay. Cool. Let's see. What's the structure of your business? Is it a sole proprietorship, S corp, LLC?
LLC.
LLC. Okay. And are you the 100% owner, Andy?
They may or may not.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since April of 2009, 7 years.
April 2009. Okay, very good. Yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'd be happy to lead you in the right direction.
Okay, so I guess I'll lead right off the bat. I've been looking for some options. And I've been kind of struggling to get something because we have some hurdles, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Our business is doing amazing. We're having the biggest year we've ever had. We have almost 50% growth.
Wow.
The problem with that is I can't keep up with the inventory for demand.
Mm-hmm.
My cash flow is almost zero right now.
So
I went ahead and I did one of those cash advance things, and that made things worse. It's just killing our cash flow.
Uh-huh.
And so the problem we're having is we've got a few hurdles, and I wanted to go right off the bat and let you know,
yeah,
because I don't know if you guys can even do anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
One, back in 2011, we had an accountant who screwed up all of our payroll stuff and
mm-hmm.
only had us paying like $20 a month in taxes. Well, so we have a tax lien of like $28,000 that we have to get taken care of.
Okay.
Secondly, we have that cash advance that we want to get taken care of.
How much do you owe on that?
That one we owe $44,000.
$44K, and is that one of those ones where it takes a percentage of your deposits, basically?
No, it's like a daily draw loan where they take a they gave us an amount at the beginning, and then they said,
gotcha,
they just withdraw an amount every single day, and it's just killing us.
Gotcha. When did you take that one out?
We've had one with them for a little over a year, and we actually ended up renewing it a few months ago because it was killing our cash flow, and we needed more cash flow to buy more materials, and we're coming to realize that it's actually hurting our business more than it's helping. So,
okay, so you said you renewed it?
We did back in June, I believe.
Okay, it's kind of turned into like a vicious circle sort of thing, huh?
Yeah, and we just want to get out of it. And, you know, we're making money, but only if we can do the jobs, and if we have no cash flow, we can't buy the material we need. So.
Right, you're a growing business, and growth is expensive. You gotta, I imagine you have receivables that you're waiting to collect, and meanwhile, you know, you want to continue to help your customers and your growing. So, growing pains, I guess.
Yeah, we have a lot of growing pains. So that being said, our August was our roughest month cash flow wise we've ever had, and that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay. What were your deposits like in August?
A bunch of negative days on our bank account that month.
Okay.
So because, I mean, we're trying to buy materials and do jobs, and that daily thing's coming out, and it's just killing us.
Okay.
So that's been those things have been our biggest hurdles, because we have that thing in place, and because we have that tax lien.
Okay, so the tax lien's for $28K, and then you owe the 48K. Are you on like a payment schedule for your tax lien or no?
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, are you on like a payment plan for the tax lien, or are they just billing you for the full? Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah. What are the terms of that? Do they take money out every month, or what is that like?
Yeah, they just take out $500 a month.
Okay.
But, you know, we want to get it taken care of.
Sure. You don't want that following you around.
Yeah, and I doubt that's even taking care of the interest and penalties. And
right. So the 44K, what lender, what company is that with?
That's with Can Capital.
Can Capital, okay, I'm very familiar. Okay. Yeah, they're not terrible. It just sounds like they got you on a program that was just disadvantageous to you, which I kind of see a lot sometimes. So just to give you some initial feedback, we're not going to give you anything that hurts your business. We want to make sure that if we can offer you something, that it's only going to help you, not put you in the same situation where you just kind of put a Band-Aid on it temporarily, and then a few months down the line, you have the same problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we got our business valued, and it's worth, you know, $465,000. We're doing $2 million in business this year. Like, we're doing well, but we just don't have, right now, we just don't have the means to get enough materials to get jobs done, because we have all this other obligation that we have to take care of.
Right.
And so that's what we're looking for. I'd really like to just consolidate those two things if possible, and then have enough left over to buy the truckloads of wood that we need, so we can get through the rest of the year and get all this demand met.
Right. Yeah, because you got to take that demand while you have it. You don't know what it's going to be like after, like, elections or whatever. You know, the economic climate could change. So.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of demand right now. So,
So you're on track to hitting $2 million this year in gross revenue?
Yeah, we did 1.2 last year. We're going to be probably just shy of $2 million this year.
Very nice. Have you pretty much grown every year since you've been in business?
We have grown every year, yes.
Cool.
Sorry, the one last thing, though. Personally, yeah. I don't know if you guys look at personal credit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bankruptcy like 7 years ago.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm trying to get everything, all the bad, right out in the open.
I appreciate that, because people will kind of hide it, and then we're going to find out later anyway, so, you know. It's very helpful if you're just upfront, so I appreciate that. Do you have any idea of what your personal credit score is?
It was 667, but it dropped down to like 625 for some reason. I think that's because we renewed that Can Capital loan.
Gotcha. I wonder why that showed up on your, because those aren't supposed to show up on your personal credit. Well, I don't know. Maybe they have different programs than we do, but generally our programs go on your business credit. They don't show up on your personal credit at all, so it's not going to negatively impact your credit score. So we do consider your FICO score, but it's a lot less weighted than your gross sales. As long as you can cash flow the loan and you have, you know, adequate deposits to cash flow the loan, we can definitely help you. Sorry, let me just take a look at this here.
You're good.
Yeah, and the bankruptcy, it'll definitely affect it as well, but we can still help you.
The thing that I'm in now is awful. I know that the hurdles cause issues with, you know, higher fees or whatever, but I don't think anything, you know, is going to be as bad as what we're in. So to a point, I mean, I totally get it. These things are going to hurt me. I'm really just looking for something that just gets us out of that so we can operate, because it's dragging us down. So, I mean, we're doing great other than that. And
yeah, you need a solution. Well, that's the good news. You got a great business going, a lot of upside. I have a lot of customers where they're taking out loans because they don't have any customers and they need a bridge through whatever slow period they have. So I think relatively speaking, while it is an issue, it's a good problem to have. You know what I mean? That you're growing too fast, basically. Let me take a look at some things. Have you gone to your bank already for financing? Do you get any feedback from them? I imagine they're not really going to touch you, right?
The hurdles that I've kind of told you, haven't had a whole lot of luck getting something.
The lien, the bankruptcy,
Yeah, even though what we're trying to do is, I mean, we're trying to consolidate the lien so we can get it wiped out. The only reason I don't even know why, she said she wasn't going to put a lien on there, and she did. So I'm assuming it's on there. Because I'm told that there's a lien on there, but
you don't know for sure.
By somebody else that the lien might be from CAN Capital.
Ooh.
Because we have a loan through them, so I don't know.
Gotcha. Have you gone back to CAN Capital to see if they can get you more cash, or you're not interested in dealing with them anymore?
I'm not interested. The options that they have are it's the same thing that I'm in. They can extend it out longer and give us more money, but it's the same exact thing. It's a daily payment.
Yeah. It's not really solving your problem. It's just kind of postponing the problem, right?
Correct. And that's what we've done, unfortunately. We trusted them. We thought, hey, we're looking up a relationship. And that's why we renewed with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a huge bump in demand this year, and that made it worse.
Okay. Do you have a line of credit that you used with your bank, or no? Like, did you get one when you first started the business?
No, I've never used one. I started from nothing, and it's just the past year and a half since our growth has been so big that we have been pursuing it.
Okay. Have you contacted any other lending agencies, or have you gone anywhere else yet? Got any other feedback?
I've sent an app to a couple of places. What is that place? DealStruck. It's the hurdles that I'm telling you about that they just can't overcome.
So. Okay, gotcha. So we have access to a lot of resources. We offer, you know, range of programs, people with great credit, bad credit, you know, all different sorts of industries. So I'd honestly be surprised if we can help you.
Go
ahead. No
problem.
Called
me like four times right now.
No, go. I can hold. Yeah, no. I can hold if you want.
She hung up already, so I guess.
Okay. Well, let me know if she calls back. It's all good. Let me know if she calls back. You can put me on hold. So let me just wrap all this up for you. Do you have, okay, so my goal will be to pay off your tax lien, pay off your CAN Capital loan, and then net you some cash on top. So typically with the payoff loans, you pretty much have to net what you owe. So say you owe roughly 60, like 72K or something like that. So we would try to net you an additional 72K on top of that, if that's possible. Typically, we can free up around 10% of your gross sales. So if you're tracking to do $2 million this year, that's it doesn't sound like it's going to be a problem. The only concerns that I see that I can foresee is the bankruptcy and things like that. But we work with people with bankruptcies all the time, so I'm pretty optimistic about this. I can get some actual, like, real feedback for you typically. Well, it's Friday, probably by, like, Monday, if you want to get me the application in today. Let me just let you know, like, what the process is like. We work pretty quickly. It's a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements and then your 2015 tax return. Once we have that stuff in, we can typically get some feedback for you within 24 hours. did you already file your 2015 taxes?
Yeah, I have all of that stuff readily available. I can give it to you pretty quick.
Perfect. I'm going to send you an email right now, Ben, so you can just respond to it and just attach that stuff. Just fill out the application, sign and date it, get it back to me. I'll make sure it gets submitted before I leave today. I have an hour and a half till I leave, so I'll make sure that gets submitted before I leave today so we can get you some feedback after the weekend. I'm trying to think if I covered everything. do you have a plan B? Like, are you waiting to hear back from any other lenders, or you pretty much?
Well, yeah. So that's the thing. We've got an offer to. Our plan B is we have an offer to get some capital to buy some inventory,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't help us consolidate these other two things.
It's like a second position loan or something?
It is, and okay. The terms are not ideal.
Okay.
When I buy these truckloads of wood, I buy them in truckload because I make a extra profit on it. Well, this loan essentially wipes that extra profit out, and you're back to just kind of a normal profit if we're
okay.
buying from standard suppliers. So,
gotcha. So you get a discount when you buy in bulk, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, so I don't want to go that route because it eliminates a pretty good portion of extra profit that I would make on the jobs. So.
Right, right. What are they? How much do they offer you? Do you remember?
Up to $50,000.
Up to 50, okay. Do you remember, like, what the term was or the rate or anything like that?
Depending on how quickly I paid it off, there were tiers.
Okay, cool. So they set you up on, like, different options, like 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And it was anywhere from 1.25 to 1.43 or something. I think if I waited till the end of the term, it was going to cost me a ton of money.
Yeah. Do you recall what company that was?
Fora, F-O-R-A.
Fora, okay. Familiar with Fora, okay. Cool. So I'm going to send you this email with the application info. Feel free to get that back to me, and I'll make sure that gets submitted today. Do you want to write down my phone number in case you have any questions? I got a direct line.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right, it's 858-779-0931. And it's Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N.
Okay.
Yeah. One thing I forgot to hit, do you have like a return on investment that you normally get? Like some sort of average that you can kind of quantify? Like say, you know, if you were to invest $100K in your business, how much would you return on that?
Yeah. So how much like, would I personally make?
No, like a profit, like a profit margin.
We're bringing in, but anywhere, it depends on the, we do all kinds of fences, and some months we have a bunch of metal fence, and some months we have wood fence. Generally, our profit margin is going to fluctuate between the fence styles anywhere from, after paying, our net profit, so after paying payroll,
mm-hmm.
anywhere from 15 to 25%.
It's pretty high.
Depending on the style.
Yeah. Very nice. Are there, I'm just curious, because I know Idaho is filled with a lot of, like, small towns. I imagine you probably don't have a lot of competitors in your area, or?
I have a ton of them, actually.
Oh, really?
We're in Boise, Meridian area, so I think there's close to 200 fence companies in the valley, but we do stuff for the prominent builders in the area, so a lot of the big builders, and I have...
Nice.
Built up relationships with them where I do all of their work.
That's
so
awesome.
We do whole subdivisions. Basically, they'll build a subdivision, we develop a subdivision, and we do every single house in the whole subdivision.
That's cool. Some pretty good contracts you landed there.
Yeah, they're pretty, and they're very loyal to me. I've done their stuff for 7 years. And,
that's awesome.
We just keep adding more and more buildings, and that's why I have to get this inventory.
You don't want to lose that. Yeah, you don't want to lose that opportunity. Yeah, so I'm going to send you the email right now. Like I said, Andy, give me a call if you have any questions about the application or anything like that. And as soon as I get it, I'll make sure it gets submitted today before I leave, okay? Okay, the other thing, can you actually attach the CAN loan document as well? Just the front page with the program rate and terms, so we can look into like the payoff process as well. I'll specify that in the email too.
All right, sounds good.
And that's the only loan, that's the only working capital loan you have out right now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, Andy, well, it was a pleasure chatting with you. Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
No, I think that's it. I'll get it over to you quick because I got to pull the trigger on something quick, and I don't want to go with this other one if I don't have to.
You got it, Andy. I'll work diligently for you on this. It's a pleasure chatting with you, and look forward to helping you out.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.